for the clarity to go back, we purchased the building from the receiver about 2 years ago, and myself and Tricia, and I suppose we always planned to just lease it back to a leasing company. It turned out that the leasing company was being managed by Neil Blaney, and that company has, I suppose, gone into liquidation today.
So what does this mean to the running of the hotel?
Well, actually, my wife, is Patricia, is a qualified hotel manager. So she has run, well, you know, she's been involved in Dillon's Hotel and Galler's Hotel and the Mount Errigal. So she has, you know, over 10 or 12 years experience running hotels. So she's going to step in and be the general manager on behalf of the investor, myself.
How will this affect opening hours and what have you at the moment?
Well, I suppose, you know, the hotel is in Milford. So, I mean, when we looked at it from the operating side, you know, it would be quite quiet between Monday and Thursday. So for this weekend, we're open. We're closing tomorrow. We're closing on Thursday. We're reopening again on Friday, right through until the bank holiday Monday night. And then for the rest of the month of May, we're just going to be open as usual from Friday until Sunday night, from Friday morning until Sunday night.
And
then on
the
1st of June, we're going to be open 7 days a week for till the end of October.
And just for those who may have events there, booked there, or weddings booked there, all of those bookings still stand and will be honoured, obviously.
Yeah, of course, 100%. I mean, we contacted, we've two weddings booked for this year, so we've contacted the bride and groom to be this morning, and they're, you know, everything's going to be honoured, and they'll have a very good wedding.
And do you feel that this move will perhaps better secure the long-term future of the inn?
Yes, I mean, look, we know the task that's at hand. We're in it for the long haul, I suppose. To be honest, we never really imagined that we would be running the hotel when we purchased it. It was always just to lease it out. But this is what has been left at us, and we're going to take a long term. You know, it's going to take 3 years to get, you know, it up to the standard that we want, you know, and hopefully the local community and the wider Donegal County will support us.